Four, HKX, mobile.
J5WLL, mobile.
Did you get the text message I just sent?
I did. We were out for a bit, and I was left the phone in the truck, but I did, and I will get you an answer for that as soon as I can.
Just let me know what time. We'll try our best to make it happen.
I'm hoping to be there before noon, so, but I'll check with the other guys and see what the plan is.
That I will tell you that he usually does an update on the air right around 12 o'clock, so I'll just let you know that. He does one usually on the weekends at 9, 12, and 5.
Maybe we can get there between that 9 and 12 update. I will let you know as soon as I can.
Other than that, how you been doing?
Doing good. We just got our early voting in, and now we're heading back to the house for lunch.
Early voting in Friday morning.
And they're still got a restriction on the used clothes, correct?
And I'll tell you as soon as this fan cuts off and you can hear me better. The reason they're holding up on clothes is because somebody bought a tractor and trailer load of clothes in, and about 90% of it was stuff that didn't need to be there, so they're having to deal with it. You know, just stuff that was inappropriate for wintertime in the mountains.
Yeah, I was just listening to the Mitchell County repeater, and they're trying to limit used clothing too, I think partially due to allergy issues too, so that makes sense. Anyways, I'll give you a call or text back as soon as I find out an answer for you.
I appreciate everything y'all have done to help out, Leroy, and please relay that message to the other gentlemen that are involved. I know it's quite a few of you, but just tell them I said thank you.
I'll talk to you later. Be safe out there on the road. We'll talk to you later. K5WLL, mobile clear.
For HKX, 73 Leroy, and good to hear you today. And I'll be mobile for a while.
Hey, Leroy. Good afternoon. I know you got to go in 0TR. Good afternoon, Patrick.
I'm K5WLL.
I just giving a pause there to make sure everything was clear. I hope you and Miss Bernice are having a good day. Didn't get to talk to you yesterday, so I hope you had a good Monday, too.
No, I wasn't on much yesterday. Oh, I was having a good day until I went down and started to move the car, and the battery was dead. And I looked at it, and I've never seen one do this, but it looks like it's ruptured down at the base of it. So I got an appointment for 2:45 to go get a new battery. I got an idea what caused that, but... Oh, well.
You do. That's why you got a warranty on that stuff so you can get it replaced, right?
You know, on a battery, I don't know, Patrick. And we bought it at Hickory. And it wasn't certified Toyota. It had had a little bit of front end damage on that left front. But at any rate, Bernice wanted it, and we got it, and we'll just have to live with it. But the, I got a warranty on it 5 years. But I don't know if that covers batteries.
I thought you bought it new, and then that's 12,000 miles on most vehicles. But if you bought it used, it's probably not going to be covered. But either way, it could be a lot worse.
Bernice. And we're just sitting here eating some cheese and crackers and a little bit of ham, having a snack, and then I gotta head out that way. And means you got computers and all that stuff involved with this. Usually I go up here on 14, but last time I went there, that guy didn't even shut the truck off to change the battery in it. He said sometimes it misses. I'm gonna go to Toyota and bite the bullet this time.
New cars, you don't want to be unhooking the battery while they're running. That spike can mess with those computers, and that's not a good thing. So you want to put a memory saver in there, and plug. Now you have to tell the computer you put a new battery in so that it knows that there's a new battery there so it can control the charging. It doesn't have a regulator on the back of the alternator like it used to. It's built into the computer in the car.
For me, I didn't know that, Patrick. But I checked that. I had to jump it with that little jumper box, and it went fine. But I checked the battery for open circuit, and it was 13.8, so, or 13.6. And so I think I'm good to go on that part.
Be good there, and hopefully it didn't cause any problems. I know if it ruptured that battery, yes, it's not good on things down through there, so get that washed out real good.
Yeah, it looks like that white stuff that you see from oxidation on top of the battery terminal, only it's down in the bottom of the battery on the front side. We'll find out when he jerks it out of there after a while. So I better let you go. I got a couple of things to do, and hope you're having a good day. And it is a pretty day. They said maybe next week we'll finally get some rain. It's been nice for the folks that were hit by the hurricane, but it's truly really dry out there now. Take care, Patrick. We'll see you about Thursday. KO4HKX and 0TR73.
And you, Miss Bernice, have a good afternoon, and hopefully everything goes smooth for you there on battery replacement. Shouldn't be any problems, but good to hear you, and yeah, I look forward to seeing you and Miss Bernice Thursday. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile.
Is that okay?
Gotta go, Shane. Good to hear you, bud. In general, T.O.
And I think Tom won. Hey, Tom, have a good day. Hello to Bernice. And hello, Patrick.
Good to hear you out there. Sounds like you got the radio working in the truck.
Yes and no. It's working where I'm sitting right here. But when I start moving, or as I was moving around earlier, it was just in and out pretty rough.
Air 123. Mine's the same way, so don't think it's all the truck.
Well, I'm here at 153, and I'm sitting here. I just had lunch with my brother here at Arnold's and climbed back in the truck and heard you guys talking. And I thought, before I take off, I'm gonna say hello while the radio signal's good.
That, well, good to hear you today, and I hope you're having a good day. I hadn't heard much on the radio this morning so far.
It's been a pretty good day. So I texted Seth this morning, said, you got your call sign yet? And he told me later he hadn't even looked. As soon as I texted him, he looked.
So he's going to start getting on the air with us, right?
He's got the HT, and he'll try, you know, where he's got a good signal. I don't know about mobile. Coming down the mountain with an HT probably won't work.
Why not? Where does he live at now?
Off East North Street in Greenville, East North and Stone Avenue. He can hear, he's got a good copy on the repeater on the net at nighttime with it, so he possibly will be able to get in.
Well, be glad to have him and welcome him in, I'm sure.
Fixed up with a mobile radio here soon where he can get in consistently.
Just an outside antenna and that HT get in from there.
Down, you know, back and forth to Hendersonville. I mean, I don't know if a mag mount will work on they gave him a Ford Ranger, a brand new Ford Ranger, and I think those are aluminum. So we're going to have to figure something out. Get an antenna and do a mount on the hood or something.
Probably work all right going up through there, but he'll have the usual bad dead spot there at the state line no matter what he does.
I'll let him tell you what his call sign is, though. I won't spit it out there yet. It's a good one, though. I like it. It's a good CW call sign, too, if Tom's still listening. Or better CW. Fairly easy CW call sign. How about that? All right, I'm going to let you go because I'm going to get moving and I probably won't be able to hold it.
And then announcement for him. But look forward to hearing him on here. Shane, you be careful out there today. KO4HK, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Have a good day, Patrick. Nice to hear you. N4 is at LK, clear.